All'Italia, 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 all'Italia. Ma proprio, curando su. The time now?
9:30.
Any question from any quarter?
Yes, Srila Maharaj, it seems that you are speaking, and but all of us, we have, we are still very much within this material world, and so we want to get Krishna from you, but yet we don't. Still, we are, very fallen, and we keep coming.
Mahaprabhu himself says. So much alert we should be, that devotion, that is independent consciousness, higher than my position. Devotion is the nature of higher consciousness, superior consciousness than the consciousness by which I am made up. You follow? I miss the point. Then, so, we must be very suspicious that I have got devotion. That is independent. We cannot capture and keep in my fist, within my fist. Very subtle as I am gross, very subtle, very efficient, and in all respects that is a higher thing. Only our self-abnegation and our humility can draw His grace towards us. Do you follow?
Yes.
So we can never assert and say that I have got in my position that higher thing. His grace extended, may be withdrawn any moment, any second. We are going to cast my fate to such infinitely uncertain substance. But there is higher, I want his company for my good fate. And again, to enter that, how difficult. Mahaprabhu says to us against our disability in this way, na prema gandhusti darapi me haro, not a drop of real devotion in me. Why? You are shedding so much tears and dancing and chanting and shedding so much tears always, day and night, and you say you have not a speck, a drop of devotion in you. Mahaprabhu himself says, oh, krandami saubhagya bharam prakashitam. Only to show to the public that I have got such a great fortune, extraordinary fortunate am I, to advertise to the public all these tears coming down, that is for pratishtha of a devotee. Pratishtha, fame, name. My heart is not so much purified as only to hanker my Lord. It is still in the relativity of this mundane world for their appreciation, for their applause, for their popularity. I am a devotee, to Advaita we speak. I am Sadhitya. Pratishtha. Kano Kamini Pratishtha. Three enemies. The Pratishtha, the most subtle, and the greatest enemy. My position, my prestige. Very subtle, undetectable, and most ruinous. Pratishtha. So you can never say, that is a voluntary extension of his wealth to you. You cannot claim that to be your own. It is such. Individual, but at the same time you can see, no, I see the grace has been extended to him permanently in the devotee. In my guru it is there, all permanent, fixed there. So in so many devotees we hear, it is there, they are always backing of the Lord. But in your case, you will be very much susceptible. Mahaprabhu is making us careful. That all so much crying and shedding tears and dancing, all this madness. Oh, it is all the Advaita is that I am a devotee. Be so much susceptible in your own case. It is so fine and so independent. Nature of the Lord. Never go to assert yourself in that plane in any way. Always keep up your humility. I am in want. I am in want. That is the key. That is the key of having a life of high elevation. Always keep up in your mind. I am the most needy, most pitiable person, my Lord. At the bottom of your heart, this wealth must be there. Sincere. The sincere feeling, I am the most needy. And the devotees would say in the background, as much as he would feel, I am the most helpless. So much attention of the highest dawn there, others would say. But when he would feel, no, I have no need, I have got everything, that would withdraw. Oh, no necessity of mine here. So that Kunti Devi told, keep me always in danger. So the hardness for your presence will be permanent in my heart, and you cannot but be there. But when I will be in opulence, enough, I am satisfied with my environment, you will be away. I can't tolerate that. I can't tolerate that. Always in need, and you will be nearby. That is the key to success. Try to increase the negative aspect. The positive will be automatically done in other parts. And that must be sincere, not a tactics. that will be imitation. A sincere feeling that is most desirable wealth of devotee. To think himself sincerely, to feel that really I am in want. I am in want. Increase your hunger, health will be there. If your hunger is there, the health is there.
So in the meantime, what does one do?
The same repetition I told, association. whatever you want, I must go to the, if I want money, I shall have to approve the management. It is plain thing. What I want really, I must approach to such a place where it is there. That is. And the transaction, dadati padiginati gujjamakkhati vichyati bhukti hojayati joiva. In this way, by service we can draw, serving attitude. One story in Babaji Maharaj's life, Gaurakrishna Babaji Maharaj. Gaurakrishna Babaji Maharaj, he was living in such a state of mind, of Krishna consciousness. He is out to dig something, to collect some material. So many boys and girls, young, they are throwing some dust, throwing some. You are all afraid here. You see, red monkey, now what they do? Physically, you are a person of this Bengal. And he is out for begging for his livelihood. And going, and the boys are throwing dust. And what was his outlook? He says, Krishna, I shall complain to Yashoda, my mother Yashoda. You are after me. You are disturbing me in such a way. I shall lodge my complaint to Yashoda, mother Yashoda. And she will give you a good beating. That was his outlook. Towards where he is living, we can guess from this. In what atmosphere he is living? The boys are troubling in our eyes. And his vision is in another light. I shall complain to Yashoda and that. I know how to. How to teach him the lesson proper.
Maharaj, there's another story about one person who came to him and wanted to invite him for a program or something, and he didn't want to go.
Who?
It was one person who came to him and wanted him to come home. And the story is very vague, but I know in Turkish.
I don't follow.
Neither do I. I don't follow either.
You also don't follow. Then who have followed him?
He says that one person has come to Gaurakrishna's Babaji.
Gaurakrishna's Babaji ashram.
Yeah, and he wanted something of Gaurakrishna's Babaji. And then Gaurakrishna's Babaji, then he said, you'll do anything for Gaurakrishna's Babaji if he came home to a program.
What the point is that some man approached Gaurakishore Das Babaji, and he wanted some benediction from him.
Yes.
And he said that he would do anything that Gaurakishore Das Babaji asked him to do. Then Gaurakishore Das Babaji asked him, you just stay here and chant Hare Krishna with me. That is the story. So he wants to know what goes behind that.
What is behind that?
What is behind it?
Then that is a simple thing. If you take Harinam, take the name, stay with here, stay here. In another time, there was one Bhamsidhar Babaji there, and two gentlemen came, Babaji Maharaj, little grace for us, little grace. He took his coffin, take this. They clapped, they died. One thing they know, as well, that Krishna, the name Mahaprabhu has given, take the name of Krishna. I am doing that, and I ask you to do that only, because there is no other thing which should be sought and which should be given. Dadati pati ginnati. No other thing to want and to be given. Nothing should be begged than the grace of Krishna in his name. And nothing should be given. Only transaction should be here. That is the transaction of the name of Krishna, Lord Krishna. We are all in fire. The only question, normal question, should be how to get out of this fire. How to get out of this fire? If any other questions, then irrelevant. Irrelevant. We are in fire. The tizap, the fire of tizap means adhyatmik, the misery coming from within, a disease or repentance, adhari bhautik, and the trouble coming from the fire, that is sorrow coming from outside, from other animals, or adhi dvaibhik, famine, flood, this natural disaster. These three kinds of sorrow, like fire, are always burning us. So only relevant question would be how to get out of this fire burning. So that has been given the name of Krishna, name of the Lord. Through the sound, we should try to get shelter to another place where there is no burning of this fire. Do you follow? So when you approach the sadhu, he won't say anything. Yes, try to get out of this fire that is burning you. This is a general question. When the crane, the dharma, religion personified in the form of a dharma, put question to Yudhishthira, what is the news? Yudhishthira answered, replied, the news is this, that all these souls are being burned in three kinds of sorrow. That is the general news. So the general problem of this world as a whole is that so many souls are being burned through ignorance. And to relieve them from there. The only question, only answer. This general dealing the sadhu have got. Their life is for that. The only one question here, how to get out of this burnt atmosphere and get out. And that is the divine name extended to us with the help of this sound. Through this sound, the subtlest thing that can predominate over all this atmosphere. Only with the help of that we can work out our relief from this wholesale burning atmosphere. The sound can help us. The most subtle sound here, it comes from ethereal vibration, and that is the most gross thing in the Vaikuntha, in the transcendental world. Therefore, nearer. The subtlest substance here, and the gross there, nearer. goes where he goes, where he goes, where he... Is it clear? No.
Yes.
Huh? Yes. His eye goes, where he goes. His eye goes, where he goes, his eye goes, where he goes, his eye goes.
That is one of the arguments that they're opposing, that we can appreciate the subtle sound vibration by using some grosser element that will help us bring us closer to the subtle sound vibration. By the use of some gross elements, we will gain appreciation of the subtle sound vibration.
That is like tape.
No, by the use of maybe intoxication, drug like that.
Oh.
They say by these elements, we will gain affinity or appreciation for that subtle sound vibration.
What to speak by using that gross thing? Even by using the subtle part, taking the help of the subtle power, very subtle power as yoga, like pranayam, we have practiced it. If we go on with pranayam, we find that mind is sober and calm. But that is also temporary. All temporary things can produce temporary results. Yamadivhi yogapathai, the Narada says here. Yamadivhi yogapathai, yama niyama asana pranayam dhyan dharana samadhi. The yogi, Raj yogi, who wants to attain the control over their whole mental system, they can pacify their whole mental system and can utilize to any way they like. Devarshi Narada say, by these processes we can acquire supremacy over the subtle forces and can control our mind. But that does not mean that will force the supermental substance to come to us.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yes.
I can control my boat. But the storm is not responsible to the boat. Some sort of efficiency, some comfort you may get by a good boat, but the storm may be some that no efficiency in boat will help you. No guarantee. So, Jamadivhi Yogapathai, you can control your mind, sometimes. That does not mean that you can control the God. The control over your mind does not necessarily mean that you have controlled God. The God's ways and the laws are something else. We have to accept that law, to indent that in our area, to make us fit to go there. So, Jamadivir Yogapathai Kamalobha Hato Mu. If your calm, the lust, and the kamalobha, the greed, etc., anger, may be controlled, but for the time being, again it will revert. Janyera vindakha vimukta manina tajyasta bhavada visuddha buddhaya arujya kishtrena param padam tatapatam tadho anadita jishtadangraya. The Brahmastav. Janyera vindakha vimukta manina, by taking their own resources, by the help of that, they are climbing up to the highest point according to their right. But from there, if they cannot have any connection with the higher sphere, they will have to report. By getting passport, you may go to the last limit of your country. But if you cannot secure a visa, you will have to revert again. So mind, that aspect of mind, that aspect of substance within you, that guide you in this world. Here and there, everywhere, the passport like passport. But passport can never give visa of the other world. So you may have the full control over your mind, and you may get even at the outside of your mind, in the highest position, where from the whole mind may be at your disposal. At present you are servant of so many mental faculties, comfort, love, you are servant. But you may be master of your mind. That does not mean that you can force God to come within you. It is another thing. More subtle, more higher, and in very nature that is inconceivably higher position. Why he will come to you? By controlling your mind. So no mental arrangement, disarrangement can help you. It must come to the plane of soul. So Sukriti and the Sadhu Sangha, wherever there is representance of the God atmosphere, that element will come and push your soul. Soul will awaken, and the mind will evaporate. Do you follow?
Yes.
Am I clear?
Yes.
There is another transaction. Jamadivi yogapati kamalobha hato muhu. Only for the time being, you can be master of your own house. For the time being, that you are now slave of your own, in your own house. The masters are your anger, your greed, your lust, so many things. They are masters and you are the slave in your own home. The present position. By acquiring the process of yoga, you can come to such a position that you can control all your tendencies within. But does not mean that can give you the visa to enter into the Vaikuntha. It is another thing. A most subtle, most fine, most pure, and they can assert here, but you cannot have any association there. It is gross, that is subtle. Ether can pass through every, even stone, water, fire, everything. But a stone cannot pass through ether. It is a fundamental, highly powerful, fine substance. So God can approach everywhere. God, the power, can approach every, can control everything. But everything, this material, gross thing, cannot have any power to do anything with that subtle. It is so fine. It is fundamentally different. Do you follow? Huh? No.
Yes.
To certain extent. Dig, dig darshan. Raising towards. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Gaur. Today we like to finish it here. Any other urgent question from any quarter? Gaur Hare Gaur Hare, Nidai Gaur Hare Gaur. Try to think. Gaur Nidai Gaur Hare Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hare Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Ten. No other question. Urgent. All inquiry. Stop.
No.
Inquisitiveness finished. Gaur Hari Gaur. Thank you. then we dissolve. Mukunda Baba, going to join Uddhu Maharaj?
Brahmananda?
Mukunda Baba?
Mukunda Mala is...
Because living for Bombay.
No, Japa Mala.
Maharaj, Parama has a question for you.
Guru Maharaj, how can we reach the level of understanding that Krishna is our only security?
How can we understand or reach the level of understanding that Krishna is our only security?
Love of understanding. What is that?
Reach the level of understanding.
Now, the first question would be that whether you have got real faith in God. Is there someone analysis first. The who am I? And the security also for which thing? Body, no security. Krishna also not giving so much security to his body. This is like a diseased body. A body is a disease to the soul. So we have to have the realization of our real self, that is soul. And if we go to that plane, reach to that plane, then we will see, just as here, the earth is guarantee of this body, staying, standing on. So, the soul is standing, is a child of that plane. Soul will find around the soul's world, and there is one director under whose command everything goes on. And if he can give a guarantee, then that is sure and certain. All others, guarantee has got no value. Whether there is, it is a chaos or a cosmos, any system of government, any good rule, all these things we have to first to feel the necessity, and then gradually, out of necessity is the mother of invention, we shall search of that plane, we will have to search. Everything is surmised. Suppose before I read a drama and I get some pleasure, before that I shall have to undergo to understand the letters, the grammar, the dictionary. Then we can hope with the basis of that knowledge to read a book and get some pleasure. Whatever we do, in the beginning with some inference we shall have to approach. And then when we can see the thing, we are encouraged, feel encouraged and go on. So about Krishna also, whether there is God at all, is it a reign of a super considered person, or anarchy, or only Satan is the master of the whole world. These things we have to consider in the beginning. And when we are convinced that no, it is a reign of goodness, then we shall approach to find out what is that goodness, what is that good hope, how to get it. then we shall come to understand that there is God. God means the person who has got every right of doing good or bad. Then we are relieved. We can put faith in any conception of Godhead. We are much relieved that there is one, and he is all good, and no injustice can go on. We are under his rule. Then we must be, must have a satisfactory life, and there is judgment, or there is mercy, all these things we have to understand if we have real conception of Godhead. And now, what is the characteristic of that Godhead? The ultimate dispenser of the whole, the guardian of the whole universe. What is his characteristic? We are told he is such and such, he is such and such, he is such and such. Then ultimately, Mahaprabhu and the Bhagavatam, the Vedic truth says that the highest conception of him is Krishna. And his beauty and love. He loves everybody, and he is very beautiful, very charming. So it is very easy to obey and to live in his connection. And then we shall try to go to that direction, to search in that Krishna conception of Godhead. Is where I want to live there. So in the beginning, whether there is it possible that there is any power who can control the whole, who can maintain peace and justice and save us from anarchy and the undesirable attack of the environment. In this way, it must move on. And when we can feel from our own heart, in our own heart, that there is justice here with our experience and with the experience of others, with the experience that are related in so many books, I am to risk to take faith, do accordingly, and as much as we will be able to make progress, we shall feel something in the way that, yes, I am feeling myself. And which is more real than we feel with our eyes, we are real about this material world. This is apparent, this is treacherous. What the charm we find in the beginning, we have to see that that is not the thing. What it promises to do cannot satisfy me. Not guaranteed. All this, see, we can see, we can feel, we can learn in this plane, the treacherous plane, janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Kadmanna rahumananam dukohattai sukhaya cha pashi paku vipajyasam mithun charinam nenam. When a man, in the beginning of a systematic life, he takes resort to his labor, energy, by using our energy, we shall get comfort. Comfort seeking, pleasure seeking is our innate habit. We want happiness, we don't want sorrow or misery. It is natural, we can find in ourselves, by self-analysis, all of us, we want maximum happiness, and we want to avoid all sorts of misery. And for this purpose, in the beginning, we take resort to our own labor and seek for happiness, prayer. Then, when... anything else?
The microphone.
You can't hear?
Yes.
Man, in his organized attempt, he comes to this conclusion that I shall have to marry what sort I want. So one goes to marry, both try to work out some pleasing household. But it is all transient. I am collecting something, and the time is always trying to remove it. In the beginning, I need not have any house, any room. But if I marry for to satisfy my inner desire, then I shall have to have a house, and children will come. Then some help of the animals also. Then Poshu, after I shall have to enter a society, after Vihaputta, after Poshubhi, Kapriti, Sadhita, Ishtadai, one by one they are going, child is going away, then repair is necessary for the house, and the society also giving some pressure, undesirable things are happening around, so many flat, famine, all these things. We find that we are going to collect things for our pleasure, but the environment is disturbing them in a hopeless way. Then they become disappointed and tries to find out some higher sort of happiness. And Buddha, Shankar, so many others come, and they teach us to neglect this material pleasure and to find some internal peace. And when we are too much disturbed by the adverse influence of the material environment, we take to that course. But yes, this is all mortal. All captured by the death. Ultimately, my own body is going towards infirmity and to the disease in the end of my life. Then we can come to understand that this is not a place suitable for our living. We should seek after some higher shelter where one can live happily. In this way, we want to eliminate this mortal environment and to go to the subtle and higher soil to find that there we shall erect some house and live happily. In this way, eliminating the mortal gross things, we enter within us and try to find out this mind, this intelligence, and the soul, and the super soul that is God, and His area, and how we can live there. All this inquisition, inquiry, and after when we are satisfied in our inquiry in ourselves, then we give up our living here, and we try to go to that land for our living. In this way, elimination and acceptance, we go towards Godhead. Godhead. And if there is nothing, no guarantee of our future life, future peace, then they are rejected, they are all atheistic people. And they feel they are optimistic in their prospect of life, they enter into the subtle area and try to find, yes, godly, God atmosphere is helpful.